We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up the page Reish Tet Vav. Rabotenu Zichonam Livracha Amru, our sages of blessed memory said, Aser Ritzono Kirtzonecha, Kadesh Yaser Ritzonecha Kirtzono. Do God's will as though it were your will, so that he'll do your will as though it was his will. Beyur Advarim, meaning, Da, in Kvar Asafta Melochof Necha, Mima Shekatamnu Baprakim HaKotvim. If you've already ingested what we described in the earlier chapters, if you've taken your fill of it, ve'im kvar katavtam aluach libecha, and if you were already capable of inscribing them in your heart, ve'arikot achehem chavot zurim lilchom milchemet Hashem, and you drew your sharpened sword to fight the battles of Hashem, legaresh milibcha avat olam hazeh umachmadav, to divorce from your heart that infatuation with this world, with the mundane, with the material, the desires that are like weeds in the heart, latet zmancha kodesh l'Hashem l'Torah v'lituda, to dedicate of your time, to make your time holy to Hashem, to Torah, to doing what's right, l'chokhma u'musar, to doing what's smart, to doing what's moral, im kol ze od me'atzoch lecha lizkor ma'aseh ha'yamim rishonim, shelo ligro ma'oto ha'ishtadlut v'chalitzut she'it ha'mishtadel ba'yamim rishonim al tzro ha'avalim, Asher berkam udmutam v'tzalmam taroch erech avodato ata. He says a fantastic thought. He says a person sometimes thinks, I've made it. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I know what it means to be a nice person, a moral person, a dedicated person. I daven 3 times a day. I don tefillin. I give charity. I do everything right. So maybe I could forget my past. Says the Magen Mitovna, no. You need to remember your past because there's a difference. And he says your wild days, so to speak, because you have to learn something from it. And he says there's something which is called a person can be dedicated and a person can be enthused. And sometimes if you can look back and how excited you were over things that were so silly, then you could tell yourself, wait a second, when I wanted to go fishing, I woke up so early. When I was interested in researching my iPhone, I sat there and I went through this website and that website, and no work was too much for me when I looked into it. And there are all kinds of silly things that we spend a lot of effort and dedication, and we're very enthused about doing them. He says, yeah, well, learn from that how to serve Hashem.
Rabbi Nachman says the opposite. He says, I think he said you should forget
your past, maybe in other respects. He says, learn from it, because very often, when it comes to the service of Hashem, as much as you can be dedicated, somehow getting out of bed for Shacharis is not like getting out of bed the day of the Super Bowl. It's just not the same. If you have tickets for the Super Bowl, you're going to get up differently. You get up the morning, I don't know if you guys remember, when it snows, and you, the night before, as a little boy, you tell yourself, tomorrow I'm going to go sledding. You can barely stay in bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're out there looking, is there enough snow? Could I go sledding? You're from Canada. You guys don't get excited over snow. We get excited over snow. Yeah.
There's this girl that's talking to you, and I'm like, so, like, you know, you're religious, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm Orthodox. She's like, yeah, you know, I do this, I do that. Then you know what? I'm comfortable with where I'm at. And I felt a little uncomfortable because, listen, it's nice to be Orthodox, it's nice to be religious, but Judaism teaches us that we should always be growing and always be striving for the next level. Not pushing ourselves too hard, but climbing all the same.
So he says one of the keys to climbing is looking at how excited and how dedicated and how we would do things with cheshek, with desire, when it came to things that were silly. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there were all kinds of series you had on TV, right? Cheers, I remember as a kid, right? So you had to stay up pretty late for that. So sometimes you're tired or... they had all kinds of things that I never had anything to do with, but I heard about them from my classmates. Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things you had to stay up pretty late in order to see. But somehow for that, you were up late and you were able to wing it. And you didn't have a problem. You yawned, but you did it with excitement. What happens when you have a shir? What happens when you have to go out to daven ma'ariv? Oh, who has koach? Yeah, for Saturday Night Live you have koach, but not for ma'ariv? So he says, yeah, look back, and from that, see how a person should get excited. Now, you might say, but I'm not excited. So we have to realize that a lot of it is in our mind. Meaning, you could choose to be excited or not excited. And that goes for everything. A person can wake up in the morning and have a diaper to change. And look at that diaper and say, I don't have koach, and go back to sleep, right? And the baby's wailing, and he's like, who has strength for this? A person can get up and look at that baby and say, I'm so lucky I have a diaper to change. This is beautiful. This is even this is a beautiful part of life. And a lot of it is in our mind. It's in our attitude. A person can. So he says, look at your past, see how you got excited over shtuyot, and then learn from that to how to be excited and how to do things with diligence when it comes to the service of Hashem. Like the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his disciples, you have to understand who's talking here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, I wish you had the fear of heaven like the fear of man. Now, in order to appreciate the person that's talking, we need a little bit of an understanding. Who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I feel like I have to stand up when I say his name. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Hillel's smallest disciple. And yet, he climbed to be the leader of all of Israel when you had a civil war going on in Israel. And the Romans were outside the gates. And you had Jews burning other Jews' storage houses, and you had mass murder going on, and they're insisting you have to fight the Romans. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai steps up to the plate and saves the day. He risks his own life. He was a relative with a head hoodlum, so he was in pretty good he was in a pretty good position, but he didn't care. He made believe he died. He had his two students, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, carry his casket outside. Now, en route, the hoodlums were ready to pierce his body. They said, who's to say he's really dead? They put all kinds of stinky stuff in the coffin to make it smell like the body had been rotting. They put weights, and then the two students are carrying the casket, and the hoodlum said, we want to put a spear through his heart just to make sure he's really dead. Yeah. No, the Jews. The Jewish hoodlums. So they said to them, look, what are the Romans going to say about you? Your own rabbi, you desecrate his body before you bring him to burial? You can't do that. You're going to ruin your own reputation. So they said, fine. They let him out. And then he went to Vespasian and said, you're the Caesar. And Vespasian said, either I'm going to kill you. He said, hail Caesar, hail Caesar. So Vespasian said, I'm going to kill you, either because I'm not really the Caesar. Yes. So why'd you tell me? And if I'm going to be the Caesar, so why didn't you come and tell me earlier? So he said, well, earlier they wouldn't let me out, and you're going to be because you're going to destroy Jerusalem, and we have a tradition that Jerusalem will only fall into the hands of a king. So you're obviously going to be a king. And as he's saying that, the messenger comes and tells him he was appointed Caesar. So he grants Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai three wishes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, give me Yavne and its sages. He asks for two other things. Yavne and its sages was the continuation of the whole oral law. The whole tradition that we have, that we're Jewish today, is thanks to that brilliant move of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he's not done. The temple's destroyed, and the people think it's all over. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes and makes institutions after institutions. Some institutions so that we realize the temple's coming back. Some institutions that we realize there's still hope. And some institutions so that we remember Jerusalem and what happened there, because he realizes we're in it for the long haul. So that's a tremendous brilliance. You know, he was the one who led the way, both in saving the tradition and then in making institutions so that we could contend with a whole new state for the Jewish people, a situation of mass slavery. Jews were sold into slavery all over the world. A situation of the destruction of the temple and no central Jewish authority. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the brilliant, dedicated leader of Am Yisrael who did everything for the sake of heaven, everything for the people of Israel. And he comes and tells his students, he's lying on his deathbed, and they say, Rabbi, give us a blessing. So he says, I wish you that the fear of heaven should be like the fear of mankind. So the students say, Rabbi, that's it? You can't wish us anything better than that? So he tells them, I wish, because you know, when a person does something that's improper, he looks over his shoulder to make sure his friend's not looking. What about God? So you see, we don't fear God like we fear our fellow man. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his students. What's the idea? If not for that, the person doesn't fulfill his obligation. He already discussed in earlier chapters that what you love, you do quickly. What you despise, a person does with laziness. You see a worker sometimes. The work he loves to do, he's quick to do it. Tell your kids, we're going today to the park, they're dressed in a second. Tell them we're going today to school, you got to fight with them for an hour. So we're all that way. So when people like something, they move, they're interested. You see, the person, when he does something, he doesn't like something, everything's heavy, it's hard to get up, it's hard to move, he's tired. Like King Solomon said, peace be upon him, hatred arouses problems, but when you have love, that overcomes all problems. If you love what you're doing, no problem. You guys are going to see. When you meet the one that you want to marry, suddenly you could stay up late, you could get up early, you could talk through the night. You're excited. It doesn't matter. I always wondered, how does the chassan fast all day and then dance at his own wedding? How do you have koa? You fasted all day. Then I discovered it works. It works. You don't even think about food. That's not what's on your mind. So the Magen Midubna says, Lachen achi, hasarkas mi libecha. So brother, remove all anger from your heart. When you notice that you're wiped, you're tired, you've toiled, you're hungry, you're weak. אבל שכול כל מעשה על משקל המשתגעים שזכר רמם זיכרונו לברכה, העוסקים באבנים ובחמודות העולם הזה. But try to act like all those people. You ever see a guy who's into gambling, a guy who's into drinking? He doesn't think about breakfast, lunch, or supper. Wait, I'm on a winning streak. He's very into it. People are crazy, says the Rambam, over things that are ridiculous. But they don't care. Suddenly they're not tired. A guy could sit on the internet all night long. And yeah, he's a little tired, but that's okay. Why? It's ridiculous. One more article. Let's just see that. Come on. For what? Yeah. For foolishness, a person has strength. Learn from them that you have the capacity to have strength. A person can. It's not that you can't. It's up to you. A person over ridiculous things could even endanger himself. He's going to go hunting. You know the guy who was eaten by the bears? The National Geographic photographer?
He was a hunter, though.
The grizzly bears, what?
He was a hunter, though. He was some, like, in my opinion, he wasn't too smart. He just went around talking to bears for a living. He thought he was like this bear whisperer. So
he was a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
He went talking to bears. That's great.
They have it, like, he was recording, right?
Yeah.
They have a tape of when he died.
Yeah.
An audio tape.
He made that tape. I don't think that...
They left it running or something in the
right.
Beginning.
Yeah, he made that tip. I don't think he was dumb.
Talking to bears isn't dumb.
He wasn't like...
He
talked to wild animals, though.
So the
Magen Midubna
says...
It's like a magnum, unless they attack.
But
we should
totally...
Magen Midubna says, you see, people are willing to endanger themselves over what? I value documentaries, but like he's saying, you know, you're going to go talk to grizzly bears. I don't mind talk to grizzly bears, but you're endangering yourself for what? So if people are willing to go out in the cold, in the heat, in the, when they're tired. So what about what's really important in life? For the service of Hashem, we wouldn't work that way? So again, the idea here is that a lot of it begins with internal motivation. And we can motivate ourselves. A person can tell himself, I'm going to do it. And once he gets into it, he's into it. Well, what's a pep talk? You know, before you guys know, you guys played ball, yeah? a good pep talk gets you moving. You can do it. You're going to do it. We're going to win. We're going to make it happen, right? And you get up and you do it. So a person sometimes has to give himself the pep talk. This is what's really important in the world. I'm dealing with the most important thing in the world. I'm going to be tired. Look at all those people doing foolishness. They're staying up till 2 a.m. watching the soccer game. I can't stay up and learn. They're running around doing shtuyot. Going, you look at people, they want their pitzuchim for Shabbos, right? Very nice, go get your pitzuchim for Shabbos. But they'll travel distances, and I can't travel a distance to go and do a mitzvah to help a poor person. What's important in the world? I'm doing what's really important, so I got to have koach for that. So a person has to give himself a pep talk. Think about what we're doing, the value of what we're doing. Why? Actually, this is what deserves koach. And then a person should learn from all those who have koach, all those who dedicate themselves to foolishness.